Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshas Metzora, we have 8 psukim. In this Aliyah, the Torah process of the Metzora continues. In this Aliyah specifically, we hear that a sheep is shechted as a korban, and some of the blood from that sheep is put on the right earlobe, the right thumb, and the right big toe of the person who had saras. And the same is true of oil. Oil, too, is placed on those parts of the person's body, and then all of the korbanos are brought, and the metzora is now tahor. Now, as just mentioned, blood and then oil are supposed to be placed on the right ear, right thumb, and right toe of the person who had saras. That's in our aliyah. However, we have a problem. The Torah in the last aliyah, in Perek Yudalid Pasuk Yud Aleph, said that this all must take place lifnei Hashem, Pesach Ohel Moed. It has to happen before Hashem at the entrance to the Mikdash or to the Mishkan. But how can that happen? The Metzora is still Tamei. They will not be Tahor until the Korbanos are brought. So they're not allowed to go Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed. They're not allowed to go to the entrance of the Mishkan or of the Mikdash. So how can the Torah tell us to apply the blood of the sheep and also the oil on the ear, thumb, and toe of the Metzora Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed when the Metzora is not allowed to go there? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question on Pasuk Yud Aleph, and he answers the following based on the Medrash. The Medrash says, and Rashi quotes, that when the Torah here says that the application of the blood and the oil must take place, Lifnei Hashem Pesach Oel Moed, it means the eastern gate of the courtyard outside, not the gate of the Mikdash or of the Mishkan itself. The Metzora comes up to the eastern gate of the courtyard, and they stick their head into the courtyard, and their ear gets the blood. Then they stick their right hand in, and blood is placed on the thumb. Then their leg is placed in, it's stuck in, and again blood is applied. And the same is true of the oil. They don't go in all the way, they just stick their head, etc., into the courtyard. That is Rashi based on the Medrash. But what is the message? If the Torah meant for the Metzora, who was becoming Tohor, to stand outside of the courtyard, so why didn't the Torah just say that? What message is the Torah conveying to us by telling us that the Metzora is Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed when he or she comes to become Tahor, when in reality they're not even able to come into the courtyard, to the entrance of the Mishkan or the Mikdash? What is the message? Rav Alexander Zusha Friedman, who was murdered in the Shoah in 1943, says the following beautiful explanation in his Sefer Ma'ayana Shel Torah. It's on Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Yud Aleph. He says that we have to look at the big picture and what is happening with the Metzora himself or herself. The Torah asks the Metzora to do something and lets the Metzora do something incredibly unique, to stand just outside the eastern gate and stick a little bit of his or her body to become Tahor. No other Tamei gets this opportunity. And why? Remember where this Metzora has been. This person made a mistake. They did something very wrong. And that's based on a Gemara in Arachin Daf Tet Zayin, which gives 7 reasons why Tzara'as might come, like swearing falsely, being conceited, stealing, Lashon Hara, Tzarut Ha'ayin, miserliness, etc. Bad things, no question. So they got Tzara'as, and they became Tamei. They were very embarrassed, and they were kicked out of the community. And they had to sit alone and contemplate what they did wrong. And then they began the tshuva process, and they worked on themselves. And they worked, and they worked, and they worked, until the tzara'as went away. So now they're becoming tahor, they're bali tshuva. And the Talmud Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph that Hashem creates shortcuts, so to speak, for Baalei Tshuva. In our world, if you wanted to speak to the Prime Minister or to the President or the Queen, you have to go through proper channels, talk to the Secretary, 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 and then you have to go through this person and that person and paperwork and security, and you only have a certain amount of time to speak to them, etc., etc. But this Talmud Yerushalmi says that Hashem creates shortcuts, so to speak, for Baalei Tshuva. Hashem is prepared to drill a hole in his own throne, so to speak. That's what the Gemara says. A Baal Tshuva goes straight to the top through a little opening as it were, to his throne. That's what the Gemara says. And that says of Alexander Zucha Friedman, that's the message for the Mitzora and for you and for me. You have been through so much. You know what you did wrong. You paid for your sins. You worked hard on your tshuva. And therefore, says Hashem, I will help you. I will meet you. I will let you stick your head and your hand and your foot through the wall. No one else gets to do that, but you can do that. A shortcut. I, says Hashem, am here to help. Have an amazing day, everyone.